All right, so welcome to the guided meditation for this Expand the Dream webinar. We are now going to enter into our meditative state. So allow yourself to get into a really nice, comfortable position. Allow yourself to just relax. If you've been listening to the lecture just now live, I would say take a moment to just breathe, drop in. If not, if you've just come back now at a later date to just tap into the meditation. Again, just check in with yourselves, check in with your breath. Give yourself a few moments just to align with these energies. Take a nice big deep inhale. And fully exhaling. As you follow your breath, going in and out of your body, allow your inhale to expand from your spine, the center of your body, expanding outward, upward. And as you exhale, allow yourself to rest into that bliss internally, relaxing, surrendering, and trusting the process. Find yourself just relaxing your awareness of your breath. Let the gentle sound of your breath wash through you, that echo of the breath in your inner ear, lulling you into a nice state of relaxation. And as your physical body is relaxed, we call in your Merkaba, beautiful star shapes that surrounds your auric field. And this beautiful Merkaba, it surrounds you, acting as the vehicle for etheric travel, acting as a beautiful protection for your energetic body, for your etheric body to journey beyond. As you deeply exhale and begin to let go of everything that's gone on today or anything that has to happen, you bring yourself into this very moment now. And as you inhale, you begin to get a sense that the energy is heightening. Perhaps you're able to take a deep inhale, holding it at the top and feeling that build of prana, of energy within you. Draw all of your awareness into the here and now. Feel the buzz of energy within you. You can start to rotate or imagine that your Merkaba is put on a spin, creating a vortex of energy, allowing your energetic body to lift, to reach a quality or a state that allows you to exit out of the mundane and journey beyond the astral planes of deep meditation, guided journey. As you find yourself journeying, floating, flying, with joy and ease, bring yourself into your own sacred space. Land at a place that is just your own. You create this place through your mind's eye, through your imagination. It could be a place you've been to before. Could be a place in nature. Could be this vast, open, white space. It could be an island. It could be a field. It could be somewhere out in the ocean of the stars. Or it could be somewhere deep in the depths of the ocean. This is your place. Your wild imagination has created a place for you to energetically land. Find yourself landing. Look down at your feet. As you wriggle your toes, allow your feet to connect in with the texture that you walk along, that is beneath your feet. You're exercising your extrasensory perception, how you feel, what you sense, the colors and the textures at play here. Everything is coming online in your mind's eye. Let yourself develop and create this sacred space. Allow sounds to become heightened, to carry meaning, to pique your interest so that you can go deeper within this special dimension, this place in your mind's eye, your higher consciousness, a dream space that calls to you, providing healing, nurturing, and symbolic language that you will understand from your heart space. As you continue to ground and become familiar with this beautiful space that you've landed in, allow yourself to trust every plant life, every animal or elemental that you come across that is communicating with you, providing you with further symbolic information. This is your sacred space. From this sacred space, breathe deeply into your heart. Connect in with the colors, with the elements. Connect in with any guides that come forward in this space for you now. You could have guides with human-like features. You could have animal guides, spirit guides, angels, or elementals. Perhaps it's just a sensation, a knowing or a feeling. Allow color and emotion and memory to be your most prevalent guides. As you breathe deeply and surrender into this trust, trust your heart, trust your higher heart to travel beyond the veils, beyond your mundane existence. As we now invoke the energy of Jupiter and Neptune aligning in Pisces. And so from your sacred place, when we call upon this beautiful energy, you might see this energy or feel this energy coming in, entering into this sacred place. And it enters into your sacred place, which we'll refer to as your airport, and it creates this beautiful gateway. Whether that's literally a gate or a doorway, as we invoke Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces, they formulate a passageway from your sacred space, from your airport, enabling you to walk or journey towards this gateway, to bow and honor to this beautiful energy that we are invoking. To check in with our heart before we cross through this pathway, this gateway. feeling into your heart space, allowing it to expand, allowing your aura to expand, allowing your mind's eye to expand. And with a deep breath, you depart your sacred place. You cross through the veils, through the gateway, and you begin your journey to the dimension that is going to provide you with deep healing coming from the Jupiter and Neptune piece in Pisces. Allowing your mind's eye to open up, perhaps to visualize this play of energy, to breathe deeply as you honor how your body feels as you transition through this energetic state. To align with your heart space, compassion and trust, as you welcome this beautiful energy to be brought forward in your memory, to provide you with great healing, to provide you with a wonderful, uplifting feeling. And so as you continue to journey through this gateway, perhaps you see yourself surfing along the stars, journeying on a boat, one way or another. You see in the distance this incredible island. In the distance, this beautiful space is opening up, ready to greet you. And the closer you get to it, you begin to see plant life on this island. You see that nature is flourishing. Colors of the water are so inviting. They're vibrant. The sunlight that glistens on the water is a different quality, one that you have yet to witness before. There is an energetic quality to this island. And as you land, as you arrive at this space, you check in. The memories come flooding back. You arrive at this space, this beautiful island. And these incredible beings, these creatures, human form, animal form, beings that you can't imagine, but have imagined now. And they come forward to greet you, to welcome you into this space. These are your soul family. These are family members that embrace you deeply into this island, this heart space of pure consciousness. You are brought into this island, welcomed into this family tribe that you belong to, that have always belonged to. There is a great homecoming as you arrive at this space. And as you sit down in circle with these family members, with this soul family, each of the faces of these human forms, animal forms, all of these different beings of light, of color. They are beaming with light, with love, as they hold you in circle. And you hear their song welcome you into this space, welcoming you back. Feel that song, that melody. Hear it. Allow it to move you. Move you emotionally. It's an emotive sound. But perhaps even just feel your body gently swaying. This remembrance of this soul song, of this unity being home, of this peace, compassion, of this capacity that resides deep in your heart space to live in this way, to live with an open heart. And as you sit there with this wonderful tribe of your soul beings, you open up your heart. And perhaps you're flooded with memory of wounds and hurt and what ifs and what about this. Let those narratives play out. Share those stories. These beings are here to hold you in this healing space. You share your stories. You share your heart, you share your experience, you share your wounds, your forgetfulness. You share that ego sense of all that you are and that you identify with. Share these narratives. It is a place of exchanging heart. And as you are held in this beautiful space, it floods through you with ease as you share your story. Share your identity that you are attached to. This tribe of heart beings that are your consciousness, they are your soul's consciousness, holding you in a beautiful protective space. Willing and open to listening to the wounds, to the hurt, to the pain and the suffering that you hold within you. As you let it come out, you allow yourself to settle more and more into this wonderful heart tribe that is your consciousness, that exists in this beautiful island, where the light shines at a different frequency. And time doesn't exist as it does in some other reality, distant memory. And so as the days have passed and you've shared and shared the suffering that you've experienced, shared the pain that you've witnessed, shared the hurt, disappointment. You've gotten to a point where you've shared and you no longer have any more to share. Your memories are slowly dissipating and something else is calling your attention. And so you leave the little circle that you're in within this hut or the house or the room that you've been cocooned in. The healing space. And you bring yourself to exiting that healing space. Your soul tribe is a wonderful collective of family members. They tell you, they nudge you forward, they say, go, check out the water, go swim in the oceans, go drink from the wonderful waters that are held in the coconuts that come from the trees that line the beaches. play in the water and dance in the shores, swim in the oceans. Give yourself the opportunity to play, to be bathed, to relax, and to just soak in all of the wondrous waters that surround this miraculous space. Like I said, time passes differently here. Moments feel like years, feel like seconds. You experience everything, an abundance of play, an abundance of creative vision. You look to the skies and you see the clouds. Everything is symbolic and it shares with you shapes. It shares with you imagery. Perhaps even the sky has wonderful colors, rainbow-like colors playing out in the clouds. Your mind is awash with this wonderful symphony of play, of creativity, of bliss and relaxation. And you begin to explore this wonderful island. This island provides trees and plants that have fruits, flowers, herbs that offer you nourishment. For wonderful tastes that provide you with anything that you need. So as you journey around this island, perhaps you are also sharing this journey, this exploration with some of your soul family, humanoids, the angels, or the spirit guides that exist in this space. And you're collectively exploring this wonderful place, enjoying eating the fruits, gathering the herbs, drinking from the waters and the dew that lands on the trees and the leaves. Together, you're working to gather up all that is needed, preparing for a feast. And you collect these bountiful baskets of harvest and an array of colorful fruits, leaves, herbs, a collection of sacred waters gathered from coconuts, the dew from the leaves, gathered from waterfalls that inhabit the very center of this island. But all of these wonderful bounties are collected and gathered by this soul tribe of you and your heart beings that exist on this magical island. And after some time exploring and gathering for the harvest, you come back to a very sacred space. Maybe this space looks very similar to the healing hut, the space that you provided all of your sharing. But it is anew. It is a clean, new space. Perhaps it is a larger, expansive temple space. The pillars or the constructs that open up and surround this temple space, the ceremony space, are now decorated with colorful flowers, tendrils of light and energy, glistening and playing. Beautiful music is continuously flowing in and around this space. And you and your heart tribe gather in the center of this temple space, spreading out a mandala of all of your findings, fruits and herbs, foods, foliage, and sacred waters. And you create the most beautiful centerpiece. This creative play that you have collectively gathered and displayed for you all to honor, for you all to be enriched by. You find yourself dancing around, singing songs of devotion, songs of uplifting tunes that recharge and honor the charge of your bounty, of your harvest. You call upon the stars, the sunlight that enriches this island, to bathe down on your bounty, on your harvest, to open up into your heart space so that you dance in sunlight. This glistening energy enriches you and enriches the food, the waters, the nourishment that you have displayed in the most wonderful creative mandala that you now collectively share and enjoy with your soul tribe in this temple space. There is rejoice. There is love. There is companionship and cooperation. There is healing and nourishing energy expanding your heart consciousness on this island. It is not a delusional space devoid of understanding, but it is a replenishing place, enriched by personal experience. Personal experience that comes from the many lifetimes, through the many dimensions that your heart consciousness knows. You are grounded in the deep wisdom of this collective consciousness. You are grounded by the celestial wisdom of all that you are and all that you are capable of experiencing. This space is an opportunity to transcend the hardship, the wounding, the martyrdom, the pain, and the suffering. And so as you all dance in this collective heart space, the temple is lifting up with sound and energy. You feel your hearts dancing, playing out with this play of light and color. And with this explosion of wonderful euphoric energy, perhaps somewhere you can get the sense of this incredible palpation of your heart energy radiating out, of this rainbow-like quality in the light that surrounds this island. It vibrates out. The waters that surround this wonderful island are enriched by this rainbow quality of light that is beating from this temple space and this celebration of joy and bounty. At this wonderful sacred space where you are celebrating, as you allow your heart space to be healed and to transcend, your heart beat, vibrate this rainbow light. It radiates out through the island, replenishing every plant with the sacred waters, replenishing each and every soul being that exists in this sacred space. and it radiates out to the wonderful expansive ocean. This wonderful ripple of light is felt by this expansive ocean. There is a deep wisdom, a knowing, a trust that this rejoice of heart, that this remembrance of all that you are, that it is not lost. It is still there. This process is ever changing, ongoing, evolving, and providing many new ways of perceiving yourself. And that is what you rejoice in your heart space, the capacity to perceive yourself through the multitude of lenses and scenarios that you conjure up and live through. And so from this space, begin to breathe deeply. Pull yourself back into your heart space, perhaps in the temple room. Bow to each of your beautiful soul tribe members. Hold hands. Hum that tune, that melody. Allow the vibration to deeply sink into you as you find stillness now. Begin to call all of this frequency, this energy. Call it in as if you were trying to recharge a battery with this energy. You're calling this energy, recall this energy. Allow it to charge your now moment. As if you are, you as your I am self, your identity, you are a battery that holds the most wonderful frequency, charged from this heart temple space, charged by this beautiful, magnificent island that comes from a stellar light. Quality of energy. As the sound frequency and the energy continues to vibrate and beat in your heart, just like you are recharging and recalling this energy into the now, your hand is on your heart space. You feel your heart beat as it recalls and charges with this energy. This space is no longer forgotten. It is etched in your memory, in your heart that remembers. But bow to the sacred beings that have colored your imagination, that have colored your astral space in this dimension, as we invoked Jupiter, Neptune, and Pisces. Bow to them as you call more of your consciousness, your energy back into your sacred space. Find yourself grounding and grounding all of your senses. Draw them deeply within, healing your now moment, allowing this connection to keep your extrasensory perception open to this vision, to this feeling, and to this remembrance. Call upon the angelics, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel. Call them in to draw in this light. Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Metatron, Archangel Sandalphon. They ground this energy. They protect this energy that surrounds you. Back at your sacred space, your etheric sacred space, your airport. This energy and this memory colored with symbolic remembrance, is etched into beautiful tablets, journals, and memory banks of your sacred space. You honor and acknowledge the cellular makeup that you hold within yourself. You vow to charge your body, your cells, the water encoded in you. You vow to charge yourself with this memory. This is not just a distant memory on some far-off dimension. This is your heart's calling. Charge this energy into your everyday now. Use this charge that now exists in your memory, your collective force that you bring to the forefront of your mind. Charge the water that you drink. Charge the food that you eat. Bring this creative play of celebration, of bounty, of all that you have and all that you coexist with. Bring it into the now. Bow to your heart space, for this is what it is asking you to remember. This heart space is yours. The chambers of healing are there for you. The chambers for rejoicing are there for you. The chambers of evolution and manifestation are there for you now. Hold it in your heart space. Bring it in. Breathe it deeply as you now start to call more and more of your energy into the physical. From your energetic space, your sacred place, your airport, envision your Merkaba surrounding your body. Feel the vortex of energy still highly charged. Feel the prana, that pulse in your body. You're bringing more and more of this energy into the now, becoming aware of how you're sitting, how you're lying. Recalling all of this energy, all of the vow and the connection to your heart's healing. Call it all into your body as you start to feel your body move, the sound of your breath, the gentle awakening of your energy into your physical body. Reciting I am and your full name 3 times. Reciting, I remember. I vow to remember. I open to trust. And I am compassionate, abundant, overflowing heart. Share this wonderful heart that you have remembered. Be bountiful, be colorful, be compassionate with this energetic connection. This journey may seem far beyond a reality that also is coexisting, but know that your work and your connection, your devotion to this vision, this expansive dream, is possible to bring it into your world and for that to ripple out across the vast ocean of consciousness that we are all connected with. Wish you many, many blessings for this wonderful conjunction of Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces. May you listen to it now, but also may this meditation color your imagination and expand your heart not just now on April 12th, but for the next year and a few years to come. It is my wish that our hearts expand and transcend the most beautiful, compassionate coexistence of remembered unity and expanded consciousness. Namaste. Thank you.